I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I trek, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea? It calls me. And no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go. I know everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design. I know everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride, I can make us strong, I'll be satisfied if I play along, but the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me? See the light as it shines on the sea, it's blinding, but no one knows how deep it goes. And it seems like it's calling out to me, so come find me and let me know what's beyond that line. Will I cross that line? See the line where the sky meets the sea? It calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know how far I'll go.
Christ, that's the first time I've sung that song in the past fucking 20 minutes. Got it right. So, the day that I went to go see Moana was the day that it came out. And even before I knew, or even before I saw it, I knew I was gonna love it. Even though I'm not a fan of typical Disney movies, it fucking blew me away. Like, I cried more times than I'm willing to admit to. And I figured I'd disgrace it by singing my favorite fucking song out of the soundtrack. Besides, Know Who You Are, which I can't really sing something that short and justify putting up like a 40 second long thing. It's funny how all I do is sing now. I used to do other things. I ain't got no time anymore. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this, because I fucking love this song. It's just so good. You know what? Fuck it. There's a reprise version, which is at the end, close to the end of it, so I might as well. There's a line where the sky meets the sea, and it calls me, but no one knows how far it goes. All the time wondering where I need to be is behind me. I'm on my own to worlds unknown. Every turn I take, every trail I track is a choice I make. Now I can't turn back from the great unknown, where I go alone, where I long to be. See her light up the night in the sea, she calls me. And yes, I know that I can go. There's a moon in the sky and the wind is behind me. Soon I'll know how far I'll go. That one is lower because when I listen to things with it, I try to match the trying to match the pitch. Also, that wasn't later in the movie. That was, and this is spoilers, but that was when, I think that was when her grandmother told her to go. Or it also could have been, actually, I'm on a wiki. Let me see if it says, nope. Great. I can't remember if the reprise is when her grandmother tells her to go, or if it's when, no. Is it? It's either when her grandmother tells her to go, when she says fuck it and goes anyways, or when her grandmother comes back and tells her. Because if you're still listening to this after that spoiler, her grandmother dies. And it's sad. And it made me cry. Because fucking, they did it in the most perfect way. And I'll have to mark where that spoiler starts so I can just put it in the post, like, from there on is spoilers. But she had a tattoo of a manta ray or a stingray on her back. She said when she dies, she will turn into the ray, or else she chose the wrong tattoo. And then she gets sick after Moana finds out that they were voyagers, because nobody ever leaves the reef. Nobody ever goes beyond the reef. She finds huge ships and finds out that they were voyagers. And then her grandmother just practically drops dead. And she tells her to go out into the ocean to try and save the world. And fucking, after she gets beyond the reef, you just see this giant blue fucking ray just come up and under her fucking boat and then vanish. And that is immediately when I started crying, because that is the perfect fucking way to do that. Like, she's got a huge connection with the ocean. Her grandmother obviously has that same kind of connection. And then she just fucking, it's like she knows she's safe because her grandmother is there. Yes, she wasn't there when she died, but her grandmother followed her. She specifically stopped under her boat. And then she was there when Maui left her. Fuck, I want to see that movie again. Oh, it was so good. Son of a bitch. I don't usually like movies like this. I cried so many times. So many. Do you know how hard... Oh, we saw it in 3D, too. Do you know how hard it is to shove a napkin up under two pairs of glasses because you're blind and you need the 3D glasses? So you got your normal glasses and you got the 3D glasses on top of those. You're trying to fucking shove tissues, fucking movie theater napkins up under your fucking two pairs of glasses so you don't ruin your makeup that you worked all morning on. I'm drooling, kind of. I get passionate and I forget to swallow. Anyways, this has been like fucking 5 minutes of me just talking about Moana. But like, oh my god! I can't. I fucking can't. I loved it. I love it. I will always fucking love it. I love it. It's fucking amazing. And it's just, I could go on about Moana for the next hour, but I'm not. I'm gonna cut myself off here. And I'm gonna go post this and make sure to mark the fucking spoilers. So now I have to go find that. But anyways.
Bye-bye, guys. Bye.